Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church today. We have present here today myself, David, Karen, Rosemary, Tina, Linda, and Trevor. And we are delighted that you are joining with us to come and to worship the one who's given us life and everything. We have come together as the Church of God to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, to encourage one another, to hold fast to the hope he has given us, and to spur one another to love and good deeds. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. This message from Hebrews is picked up in our first hymn, "How prophets saw in ages past something amazing, something we cannot imagine, but something which can change the lives of any who want to fall in with God's only plan." Can I invite you to stand and join with us as we sing "In His Name"?
And all for a thousand times to see.
Before we sit down together, let us affirm with Christians across the ages what we believe about God and his love for us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please have a seat. Let me pray before we hear from God's word. Gracious God, your word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Today, when we hear your voice, deliver us from hardness of heart. Help us to put away everything that keeps us from persevering in your way, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our first Bible reading today is taken from Romans chapter 14, verses 5 through to 13. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your Christian brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. Our second reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We love to meet to talk, to work, to eat, to drink, to socialise,
We love to go to the concerts, movies, sporting events, or the theatre with someone. We love to be joiners. We cohere, we hunt in packs, we swarm, we hang out together, we congregate, we cooperate, we thrive on intimacy of small groups of friends, of colleagues, and in the thrill of being in a crowd. We believe in the safety in numbers. We need to belong. These are the opening words of sociologist Hugh Mackay on the chapter The Desire to Belong in his book What Makes Us Tick. Well, good morning. My name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the senior minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church, and thank you for joining us. For those of you who are joining in with us for the first time, over the last 4 weeks, we've been thinking about what makes people tick. In particular, a look at the Bible's reasoning and answers to people's pressing needs and wants. We've considered the desire to be taken seriously, the desire to believe in something, the desire to connect, and last week, the desire to be loved. Four of the top 10 desires Hugh considers are our pressing needs and wants. Today, we consider the need to belong. The other day, with some visitors, the conversation turned to the NRL, and we shared how we came about choosing the footy team that we support. For me, it goes back to when I was four, when the South Sydney Rabbitohs played Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs in the 1967 Grand Final. We lived in Canterbury, and Dad and the family were keen Bulldogs fans. Dad had tickets for the final in the members' stand. And so on arrival, we were running late, and Dad dropped Mum and us four children out the front, and we made our way into the grandstand. Not knowing exactly where to go, Mum got us in, sat us down up the back, waiting for Dad just as the mascots ran into the field. Dressed in blue and white and streamers, I ran to the front of the grandstand and leant over with my older brother's help. Seeing the Bunnies mascot run onto the field, I yelled out, waving my blue and white streamers, "I'm going for the Bunny Rabbits!" to be chorused by a loud cheer of support from all around and laughter. We were actually in the South Sydney section. What do we mean by we have a desire to belong? It means we want to be together. We want to be with other human beings, united by some common beliefs, interests, values, cause, responsibilities, or tasks. It means finding our identity, recognition, respect, acceptance, reassurance, codependency, safety and security, solidarity, hope, meaning, and purpose with others. And to celebrate that belonging and rejoicing in it together. It means, in a way, finding ourselves in the South Sydney section going for the Bunnies. It's no coincidence that we're thinking on this during a time of social distancing due to COVID-19. I don't need to tell you how you feel and what you want. We long to once again belong. The football is just not the same without the crowds. The family gatherings are not the same without all the family. And I long to meet with you again in church as we once did. I'm impatient for that day, and I guess you are too. We know there's something missing. We need to be with and where we belong. And the excitement in recent days of knowing we soon can is proof of that need. And yet, it won't be as it once was. It's helpful, I think, that we've been encouraged by our leaders and significant people that we look up to that we're all in this together. They're connecting with our need to belong and bringing us together and binding us with the reminder that we are not alone, we are all in this. And fortunately, because of the seriousness of what we're going through, the ugly side of our need for belonging is contained. We see party politics put aside. Companies that once competed working together, sharing ideas. Passions and causes for which we may have argued till the cows come home put aside. Countries cooperating for the common human good. Work and family routines disrupted so as to tackle the awkwardness of having to share a table together to work from harmoniously. The convenience of our castle walls torn down so to care for our another. And families and mates dressing up in their footy clothes and crowded around the TV at home or at the pub to watch the footy. It didn't matter who won or lost these last couple of days, the commentating consensus was footy won. I have no problem saying these are God-given times for opportunities to rediscover what is truly good and keep on doing it. But I have the same saying, much will be forgotten and we will return to our default position when a vaccine is found. For in lesser times, the ugliness of our need for belonging has always been there. Our selfishness and passion for the need to be right, to see no reason we could be wrong, to succeed over another, to win at all costs, and gather with others of common mind and cause, drives us humans in lesser times to be less considerate, concessional, and cooperative. In these lesser times, the call, "We are all in this together," takes on a whole new and ugly meaning that history and experience has proved. A strange rest that we long for. In all this, where does the Christian find their belonging? What value is there in finding our need met there? Our belonging as Christians is found in God, in Christ alone. In God choosing and bringing us together into relationship with Him through the person and work of Jesus. The value it brings to life is a solid foundation to know what is truly good for life and keep on doing it. To know that it doesn't really matter in the greater scheme of things whether we are proved to be right or wrong in the eyes of others, but in God alone. To master our sin and in our relationship with others be considerate, concessional and cooperative. To appreciate our need to belong and in obedience guided by God in His word and spirit. Our two Bible readings this morning remind us of this, especially in our relationship with each other as Christians. The first from Romans 14 and the second from Matthew 11. Turn with me to those two passages in your bulletin, to the sermon outline, or in your Bibles. In Matthew, we read there, we're in a belonging that's foundational, and that belonging is foundationally found in Jesus. We've been chosen by God to belong to Him. This is of great comfort and reassurance to us as Christians. It's in Jesus, in Him, that we find rest. We find our need to belong, met in the perfect and all-sovereign one, Jesus. Verse 28. "Come to me," Jesus says, "all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And that invitation is there for others too. you who might be listening in this morning who have just out of curiosity turned into our website to listen into the sermon, wondering what we Christians believe. That invitation is there for you also, to know this rest, to know this reassurance of actually being right in the eyes of God, and the invitation is there for you to come to Jesus. In Romans, we read, we belong to God. Look there at verse 8. We live for the Lord. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that we might be the Lord of, he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Our relationship with God, our belonging to him, comes with opportunities to appreciate our relationship with him in different ways there. You'll see there in verses 5 to 9. But with that relationship and diversity also comes a responsibility and accountability, verses 10 to 13. Belonging to Christ means we're not of our own to do as we like. We are to celebrate and rejoice together our unity in Christ, our belonging in him, but without passing judgment on our brothers and sisters in Christ. Not getting into a fight with each other, condemning, undermining, or putting stumbling blocks before each other. James, in fact, the brother of Jesus, wrote in James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and you fight. And James goes on to encourage his readers to seek what God's mind is and to do it. Remember, it really doesn't matter in the greater scheme of things whether we are proved to be right or wrong in the eyes of others, but in God's alone. Our brothers and sisters in Christ stand or fall over what they hold to belong to before Christ, not you and not me. The creeds, the statements of belief, ones that we just said, are there in our liturgy to do just that, to remind us of the communion of saints, our common union in Christ. So let us celebrate and rejoice together our unity in Christ, our belonging in him. Let us master our sin and in our relationship with others, be considerate, concessional, and cooperative. For it doesn't really matter in the greater scheme of things whether we are proved to be right or wrong in the eyes of another, but in God's alone. Let us appreciate our belonging to Christ, and in obedience be guided by God in his word and spirit, for we are all in this together. Amen. Let me pray. Sovereign Lord, continue to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all who confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your holy word and live in unity and godly love. Amen.
This God who calls us to belong to the biggest family that can exist and the best family is a God who has done everything so you would come. But he's also a God who accepts little offerings. For some of us who have very broken hearts and broken lives, God will take them too and bring a healing and wholeness and rest when we come to Jesus, the one whose blood cleanses us from anything that would stop us from belonging. Please stand as we sing together, "So You Would Come." The scriptures remind us that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Knowing the extraordinary mercy of God, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed once and for all to bear the sins of many. God therefore forgives those who look to his Son for mercy. Amen.
In the words from Psalm 75, we praise you, God. We praise you, for you are near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. And from Psalm 91, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray that the Spirit will work through us to bring Christ to the world. God our Father, let the Spirit you sent on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, our Saviour, we thank you that you died and returned to life to be the Lord of the living and the dead, of those who eat meat and those who abstain, of those who have sacred days and those who have none. We thank you that through your death and resurrection that we belong to you. Lord Jesus, help us now to look only at you and our relationship with you and not sideways at each other, and particularly not in contempt of each other. We look forward to the day when every knee will bow before you and every person will acknowledge you as God, and we ask that you will keep us from passing judgment on each other or creating a problem for someone to stumble on. Help us rather to support and love each other, to take on your yoke and learn from you and find rest for our souls. We thank you that you give us this peace and rest for our souls. Amen. Sovereign Lord, we bring before you the continuing situation with the spread of the coronavirus. We lose sight in the media of the people inside the numbers, but we know that you don't lose sight of them. We ask that you will comfort the family and friends of those who have sadly died as a result of this infection. Give them peace and support them at this time of grief and loss. We know there are thousands of people around the world who are battling with this infection. Please also comfort them and give them healing and care at this time. Thank you for the medical staff who tend for them. Please give them the resources and insight they need to be effective in their treatment. Lord God, there must be a lot of fear in these hospitals and other places. Please restrain evil and harm and help people to work together in the service of others. Heavenly Father, we also bring before you the people who are trying to battle this virus. Give them insight and wisdom to understand it and a breakthrough which will allow a treatment to be found. Lord God, thank you for giving us insight into the world around us and the ability to do this. And lastly, we ask for clear thinking, courage and wisdom from the officials in many lands who are putting in place policy and other responses. We bring before you in particular the situation in the USA, Brazil, Mexico and the UK, where the daily death rates are still in the many hundreds or even over 1,000 people a day. Help the officials in these places to do their job well and in a way which is thoughtful of the people under their care and creates public safety. Lord God, this disaster has taken us all by surprise. We know that you are our strength and shield, so we put our trust in you. Amen. Lord, our shepherd, we know there are many places in the world where your people are unjustly persecuted. We bring before you our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in countries like Egypt, Iraq, Iran, and others who are frequently discriminated against and attacked because they are believers and followers of Jesus. Help justice to be done so that discrimination will be stopped. Lord, please give our fellow believers confidence in your presence and the ability to stand firm in their faith. Give them safety from physical attack and help them to be patient in their response to aggression and to show love to those who are persecuting them. Lord, we thank you that you are all-knowing and achieve your purpose through their suffering to honour your name and grow your kingdom. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for the leadership of our diocese, for our regional bishop Michael Stead and our archbishop Glenn Davies. We ask that you will uphold them in the work that they do, particularly now as there is guidance and direction needed for the church as we respond to the pandemic. We ask for your blessing on them. Thank you for their service for your church and for how you have prepared and equipped them to be able to do this work. We bring before you all our brothers and sisters across the diocese today and ask that you will bless each parish as it meets today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for this parish. We ask that you will be with us as a congregation so that we may conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Help us to stand firm together and to be striving together as one. Give us your confidence so that we will not be frightened by those who oppose you. Help us to be united so that we will value each other and look to each other's interests. Heavenly Father, we also have people who have special needs at this time. Lord, please give them peace and comfort. We also ask that where it's necessary, that you will help each person to get wise and insightful assistance in any treatment that they require. We give you great thanks for Lynn Clark's continued recovery and ask that you will particularly watch over her and Graham at this time. Heavenly Father, we turn to you, trusting that in your mercy, you will provide all that we need. Lord our God, we bring before you all these prayers of your people, knowing that you love to hear what we have on our hearts and minds. We trust that you will continue to uphold and strengthen each of us this week in our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, David. I just have a few little announcements to make, and I draw your attention to the bulletin that you would have received by email today. And it's exciting news that soon we'll be able to meet together. And as we said in the sermon, it won't be the same as before, but stay tuned. We will be telling you when and when that will be happening and how that will be in the coming days this week. Parish Council is meeting today and Sunday, and we're just talking about what's needed to make sure that this place is safe and you're safe to come and others who may come along are safe too. If you'd like to join with me and others for Bible study tonight via Zoom or by prayer for tomorrow night, please let me know so I can connect you up with a link to that.
Our final song in this service is a song all about one who is ever to be worshipped, trusted, and adored. It is about one who, when we subdue all that is not holy and not true in our hearts, he is able to cleanse and bring wholeness. So please stand with me as we sing together at the name of Jesus.
Pull in blue.
Those who belong to the family of God look forward to that day when Jesus comes again. But in the meantime, we continue to worship and adore him as our King. As we go out to serve, may we continue to bow our knee before our gracious God, who made an eternal covenant with us through the blood of your Son and brought him back from the dead as the great shepherd of your sheep. Equip us with everything good for doing your will. Work in us what is pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.